Hello and welcome back to The Deep Dive. It is January 30th, 2026.
Hey there.
And if you've been glancing at the headlines at all this week, you probably feel like the ground is shifting beneath our feet.
It really is a seismic shift. I think for the last decade, we all got really comfortable with a certain rhythm in tech.
Yeah.
Especially with gaming hardware. You know the drill. Bigger numbers, faster clocks, more heat.
The new fan design, maybe.
Exactly. But what we're seeing right now, here in early 2026, it isn't just an upgrade. It's a complete rewrite of the dictionary.
That is exactly what we're digging into today. We are pulling apart this massive new report by Tikkun Plus. It's titled Neural Fidelity, The Hardware War of 2026.
And it really just throws a grenade into the room.
It does. It basically says the old metrics counting pixels, TFLOPS, obsessing over native resolution, all of that is just dead.
It's obsolete. It's like trying to judge a modern electric car by, I don't know, discussing its timing belt. It just doesn't apply anymore.
Right. So instead, we're entering this era of what the report calls neural fidelity.
Mm-hmm.
And the battle lines are being drawn between two absolute titans. On one side, you have Sony with the PlayStation 6 Pro.
And on the other, NVIDIA with the RTX 6090.
But the way Tikkun Plus frames it, this is not a which car goes faster conversation anymore, is it?
No, not at all. This is a clash of philosophies. It's a debate about how we should even simulate reality on a screen.
So the question has changed.
Completely. It's shifted from, can we do the math to draw all these lines?
Yeah.
To can we teach a machine to imagine the image for us? And that's the core of everything.
Okay, so let's unpack that term neural fidelity first. Because for a decade, all I heard about was 4K, then 8K native resolution.
Native was the holy grail.
It was the holy grail.
Yeah.
If you could render natively, you were the king.
Mm.
So why is this report saying that whole concept is over?
Well, just think about what native rendering actually is. It's brute force.
Okay.
You are asking a piece of silicon to calculate the color, the light, the shadow for every single pixel millions of times a second. It is incredibly expensive computationally.
It's the heavy lifting approach. It's like moving furniture by carrying every single chair individually.
That's a great analogy. Yeah. And what this report really highlights is the efficiency argument. They found that rendering an image at 8K natively, just doing the raw math, requires nearly 8 times the energy of using one of these neural reconstruction techniques.
8 times. Wow. That's staggering.
It's unsustainable. Yeah. I mean, in a world where we're all conscious of power draw and heat, that gap is just too big to ignore.
So the industry pivoted.
They had to. The question isn't how many pixels can you push anymore. It's how intelligently can you reconstruct them?
We're moving from brawn to brains.
That is the perfect way to put it. We're moving to what the report calls neural throughput.
Okay.
The idea is you render a lower res framework, the skeleton, you could call it, and then you have these incredibly advanced AIs that look at that skeleton.
And they just fill in the blanks.
They infer with like 99.9% accuracy what the high res version should look like.
And that 99.9% is the kicker. I remember early DLSS, early FSR, and it was okay.
Yeah, a little blurry.
A little blurry. You'd get shimmering on a fence or weird ghosting. But now they're saying it's indistinguishable.
In some cases, it's cleaner than native because the AI can resolve those jagged edges, the aliasing, better than raw math can.
I see.
And this whole shift sets the stage for the two pieces of hardware we need to talk about. Because they both agree native is dead. But their approach to this neural fidelity is wildly different.
All right, let's start with the console side, the PlayStation 6 Pro. Usually a Pro console is just the base model, but a little faster.
A bit more clock speed, yeah.
But this report makes it sound like Sony did something radically different here.
They have. This is a redefinition of the console. The key is something called the SLU.
The SLU.
The spectral logic unit.
The spectral logic unit. Okay, it sounds like something out of Ghostbusters. What is it actually doing in there?
So Sony and AMD, they integrated the specialized silicon block right into the main chip, the APU. See, in previous generations, upscaling was mostly software. It had to share resources with the main GPU.
Right, you were robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Mm.
If you're upscaling, you can't use that power for explosions.
Exactly. But the SLU is a dedicated hardware accelerator. It does one thing and one thing only. PSSR 3.0.
That's PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution.
You got it. It's like building a dedicated express lane on a highway that only one type of car can use. It never gets stuck in traffic.
Okay, so they built a dedicated highway just for the AI.
Yes. And because the SLU handles all the reconstruction up to 8K, it frees up the rest of the system completely.
So developers don't have to waste a single cycle on resolution.
They can focus on physics, fluid simulations, crowd density, you name it.
That's a huge distinction.
Yeah.
So the brain of the console isn't worried about making the picture sharp. The SLU does that. The brain is worried about making the world complex.
And the result, according to a quote in the report from a developer at Naughty Dog, this is a visual density that makes previous generations look like clay models. Because you aren't trading performance for resolution anymore. You just get both.
That sounds incredible. But there's another feature on the PSX Pro that the report mentions, and it sounds almost like magic. Predictive I.O.
Ah, yes. This is where the AI integration gets really interesting outside of just the graphics.
Tell me about it.
So we know the specs. 32 gigs of GDDR7 memory, a Gen 6 drive, fast stuff.
Very fast.
But speed is useless if the system doesn't know what to load next. That's the classic bottleneck.
The long elevator rides.
The long elevator rides, the squeeze through the crack in the wall moments.
Yeah, just hiding the loading.
Exactly. But Predictive IO uses a background AI agent that just analyzes how you play. It learns your pattern.
Wait, hold on. So the console is guessing my next move.
It's not really guessing, it's predicting. Based on a huge data set of your behavior, it knows that when players run down this hallway, 95% of them turn left.
So it preloads the assets for the left turn.
Before you even touch the analog stick.
So pop-in is gone. You know, you turn around fast and a tree just appears.
Gone. And load times are effectively zero. Not just fast, but non-existent. The machine is basically reading your habits.
That's wild. It really leans into that whole spectral intelligence branding. It's smart hardware.
It is.
And seems really efficient, too. The report mentions a power draw around 350 watts at a price between, what, $699 and $799.
Which, for this kind of performance, is. It's just really optimized. It's a closed ecosystem. It's elegant. It's the scalpel approach.
Okay, so that's the elegant optimized scalpel. Now we have to talk about the sledgehammer.
The other side of the coin.
The NVIDIA RTX 6090.
The absolute zenith of computing. That's what Tekken Plus calls it. And, they might not be exaggerating.
I literally laughed when I read the description of the physical card. The size of a small microwave.
It's massive, a four-slot card. You need a support bracket so it doesn't rip itself out of the motherboard.
And the power draw.
Oh.
We're talking 600 to 800 watts.
Just for the card.
That's a space heater. You plug that in during the summer and your AC bill is going to double.
It is a beast, but you're getting performance that is just, it defies limits. Blackwell Next architecture.
Yeah.
Over 28,000 CUDA cores.
It's basically a supercomputer.
It is. But here's the thing that really stuck out to me. Even with all that raw power, NVIDIA is also all in on neural fidelity. They're doing something called DLSS 5.0.
And this broke my brain a little.
This is the big leap for 2026. DLSS 5.0 introduces geometry reconstruction.
Okay, walk me through this. Upscaling makes a blurry image sharp, but geometry, that implies shape, structure. The 3D model itself.
Correct. Until now, AI upscaling was working with pixels, a 2D plane, effectively. Geometry reconstruction goes deeper. Let's say a game asset, a rock, or a face, doesn't have enough polygons.
But it looks blocky up close, like you get too close to a tire on a car and it looks like an octagon.
Right. But with DLSS 5.0, the tensor cores on the 6090 analyze that object, and using trained models, they add geometric detail in real time.
Wait.
It adds polygons that were not in the original game code.
Whoa. So pause there. The graphics card is redesigning the 3D model on the fly.
In a sense, yes. It's hallucinating detail correctly based on its training, but it is creating geometry that the developer didn't put there.
To make it look better.
To achieve that absolute zenith, it knows what a tire should look like, so it just makes it perfectly round.
That is fascinating and honestly a little terrifying. The card is basically saying, hey, developer, I know you meant for this to be a perfect curve, but you ran out of time, so I'll just fix that for you.
That's it, exactly. It's an AI art editor running at 144 frames per second, and that's why the 6090 is for the purest audience.
People who want full path tracing at 8K, no compromise.
No compromises, but you pay for it. The estimate is around $2,000 to $2,300.
So $2,000 for a microwave-sized AI artist inside your computer?
Essentially, yeah. But for the people who buy this, there is no alternative on the planet.
So we have these two approaches. Sony using AI for efficiency, making 8K viable for under $800.
Mm-hmm.
NVIDIA using AI for total dominance to rewrite the geometry of the world. But where does this leave us, the players? Section 6 of the report talks about something called infinitesimal detail.
This is the most exciting part for me. We get so hung up on graphics, but this asks, what happens when you take away the technical limits?
When the SLU handles resolution or the tensor cores handle geometry, what do the artists do with all that free time?
They stop counting polygons. They stop optimizing rocks.
And they start focusing on immersion.
Exactly. Infinitesimal detail is about the depth of the simulation. The source gives a few really cool examples. One is neural-driven NPCs that can hold actual, unscripted conversations.
That's been the dream for years. No more. I used to be an adventurer like you.
Right. The AI hardware is strong enough now that NPCs can have their own internal logic, their own language models. You could ask a shopkeeper about their childhood and they would just generate a coherent answer.
That changes everything. It stops being a script and starts being a person.
The report also mentions reactive environments. So a game where the global weather pattern actually changes the world in real time.
So if it rains for 3 days in the game, the river actually floods.
Yes, and the AI handles the fluid physics of that flood without the frame rate tanking. It calculates erosion, mud, all of it.
And haptics too, right?
Haptics that sync with the neural engine. So if you touch a rough stone wall, the AI analyzes the texture and tells your controller exactly how that specific roughness should feel.
It really does sound like we are crossing a line from playing a game to simulating a world.
We really are. When the hardware removes the friction of rendering, the software can finally focus on the friction of reality. It's not just about looking real anymore.
It's about behaving real.
Exactly.
It's a lot to take in. And it brings us back to that Titan battle, as the source calls
it. It is a battle, but it's not just red versus blue anymore.
No, it's a philosophy. On one hand, you have the PlayStation 6 Pro, Spectral Logic, optimization, efficiency.
Yeah.
It feels very curated.
And accessible. Under $800 for that experience is remarkable. It's democratizing this high-end AI.
Then you have the RTX 6090, Blackwell Next, raw power, geometry reconstruction. It's the hot rod approach.
It's the brute force of the future. But now it's not raw electricity, it's raw intelligence. It's for the person who just wants to see the absolute edge of what's possible.
So what does this mean for someone listening? We're not just choosing a console or a graphics card. It feels like we're choosing a path.
We are. And I think the key insight here is that the trajectory is the same for both. Whether you buy the PS6 or the 1690, the future isn't in the silicon itself.
What do you mean?
It's in the mind of the machine. The hardware is just a vessel for these AI models.
That's a powerful way to put it. The silicon is just the host body.
Exactly. The AI is the ghost in the shell. The transistors don't matter as much as the neural network that's running on them.
You know, there's one final thought in the source material that I can't stop thinking about. It's buried near the end.
The philosophical question.
Yeah, about the nature of the art. The source asks, are you a believer in a curated, efficient reality? Or do you demand the absolute limits?
The hallucination factor.
Right. Goes a step further. If I'm playing on an RTX 6090 and DLSS 5.0 is creating geometry that wasn't there, adding cracks to a wall, smoothing a curve, am I seeing what the artist created?
Or are you seeing what the computer thinks looks good?
Exactly.
It's a profound question. Once the AI starts imagining details, the authorship gets blurry. Is the game the code that was written, or is it the hallucination that happens on your screen?
Because if my AI generates different leaves on a tree than your AI, are we even playing the same game?
And I think as we move further into 2026, that line is going to disappear forever.
We might never know which part is human and which part is machine.
And maybe, if the immersion is good enough, we won't care.
That is a thought to chew on. We want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the hardware of 2026.
It's going to be an incredible year.
Whether you're Team Spectral Logic or Team Microwave-sized GPU, it's going to be fascinating to watch. Thanks for listening.
Take care.
We'll catch you on the next one.